on the phone right now, Oneida County Legislator Mike Hennessy. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So the we're speaking with Mike Hennessy now. He's on the Oneida County Legislator. Now, there's a big outcry, Mike, about the cuts that the board made to the county ledge. They reduced their number by four.
Mm-hmm.
So right now there's 29 seats right now. So the vote passed 18-9, and there was an editorial in the Observer Dispatch that they wrote saying that, you know, how dare the county ledge do this, and it's a slap in the face to taxpayers. What's your angle on this? I know you want to.
I totally agree with that. It's shameful, and you know, once again, the politicians put their selfish interests ahead of the interests of the taxpayers, and they protected the status quo, and it was wrong.
Now, how many did you want to see? You wanted it to be cut
drastically. I wanted it to go down to 15, a reduction of 14. You know, people told me I was crazy, but look at Broome County, Schenectady County, Niagara County, even Onondaga County. Those counties either have 15 or 17, and most of those counties are either the same size or bigger. Like Syracuse is almost 2.5 times the population, or Onondaga County, as of Oneida County.
So why the resistance to cut so many positions?
Well, it was a question of them looking out for the status quo. They're afraid of elections, and for so long many of them have not been having a contested race, and by reducing the board you would increase that, and that would be healthy for the public to have a democracy here where you get a choice on election day. But so many of them run without a choice that they like to keep that going.
And you know, the county ledge is such a heavy, it's very Republican.
Mm-hmm.
It's the majority is Republican, has been for years. A lot of people say that that's why they're not cutting, because they don't want to give up the majority. And, you know, the district lines. Are the district lines going to be redone coming up?
Yes, they will be by whatever final number that they determine.
Right.
There's been an article speculating on whether or not the county executive will veto this. And the thought was we'd start over again. But my understanding is, after a conversation with another legislator who checked into it, that would not be able to be done this year. We'd be postponing it by vetoing it, because the bill, you know, once you veto a bill, you can't bring the same thing back after it's been passed by the board.
Right, and this wouldn't go into effect until 2014, is that correct?
2014, right.
Wow, so if this gets vetoed, then it's going to, then they got to redo everything, and then they got to bring it back, so then it's going to be another 4 years until it's get voted on.
I would hope that we could do it. Maybe there's a provision that would allow us to do it still in 2014 if that was the case. But there's no point in vetoing this unless we can make changes and get it done quickly. I wanted 14 seats taken away. I supported the 10 because I didn't have the votes in mind. And I was the only Democrat of the 9. So the theory that the Republicans want to protect their majority is partially true, but also we did gather 8 Republican votes for a reduction of 10.
And you're not seeking a re-election?
At this point, no, I'm not seeking re-election for county ledge.
Have you, I heard your name, Mike, thrown out there for the county executive. Any truth to that rumor?
My name's always thrown out, and I had a couple discussions, but at this point I would say that I doubt that will happen.
not you're not running for the city of Utica mayor or anything like that either, right?
No, I don't live in Utica.
It seems like everybody wants to get in for that race. Now, so if you cut when these positions get cut, I mean, it's four, it seems like a nominal number. It doesn't seem like it's going to make much of an impact. But if we cut, if the county ledge got cut by, you know, what you want, then how do you assure the people that they're in their districts that they'll still have enough representation to voice their concerns?
Well, my idea would basically double up the size of your district, and as I've done in Niagara County, Schenectady, Broome, and in Onondaga County, and others. I feel that 15 good legislators is better than 29 legislators, which with the majority of them being ineffective. And yes, we'll have to be smarter about how we perform our operations, but meetings should be held on the same day of board meetings. Committee meetings should be reduced. Committees should be consolidated. But we can do that. We can save mileage. We can save on health insurance. We can save on pension costs. So there's a great reasons. There's many reasons, for us to try to get this accomplished.
Now, what's the average income for this position?
It's about $8,500 a year.
And there's compensation too. I know that was a big story.
There's mileage. Months. Some people get as much as $2,000 a year in mileage, about 25% of their salary.
Yeah.
And then there's health insurance and there's a pension. And it does add up. My gut feeling is just take away all the benefits, pay the reduced number of legislators $12,000 a year, and have it transparent, and everybody knows what everybody's getting, and no one's going to abuse the system that way.
So what are we going to see vetoed? In your gut, what do you think? Is this going to go? Is this going to pass? Or?
I think that he's just positioning himself, and if the interpretation of the law is correct, I think at the end of the day that the veto won't occur because of the fear that we won't get anything accomplished. And it's sad that this happened this way, and the taxpayers should be and the voters should be upset with the board, and it is shameful.
Excellent. Atlantic County Legislator Michael Hennessy, thank you so much, sir, and good luck out there.
Yep, have a nice day.
You too. Bye.